What they didn't tell me: how to be a resilient leader and build teams you can trust. By Jawad Ahsan. Narrated by Fajr Al-Kaisi.
Introduction.
Dude, they're talking about you on NPR. Text messages, email, voicemails, Slack. I woke up to notifications across them all. I was on Pacific Standard Time, but the market had already opened on the East Coast. The Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, made public that morning the fact that they had been sending letters via email to Axon, addressed to me, with what had been fairly routine questions about our financials. That is to say, the questions were routine, at first. They included fairly innocuous themes, such as clarifying how we calculate our backlog, explaining our revenue recognition policy for our recently introduced subscription programs, or disclosing how we allocate goodwill across our reportable segments. Hardly headline-grabbing material. Now, it should go without saying that when the SEC asks you questions, benign or not, you respond immediately. For a company to get actual letters from the SEC is rare. They had begun sending them to us in May of 2017. A month after I joined the company as Chief Financial Officer, CFO. It was now October. My predecessor, who was registered with the SEC as CFO of Axon, had left abruptly. The SEC first attempted to reach out to the prior CFO with their questions, but he obviously wasn't there to receive them. When they didn't receive a response, they called into the company directly, asking to speak to him. It was then that the receptionist informed the SEC that the previous CFO was no longer with the company and that I had replaced him. The SEC then, of course, asked to speak with me. This is where we encountered problem number one. Our company fields a countless number of calls from people wanting to speak to either me or Rick, our CEO, usually to sell us something. As such, we empower our front desk staff to act as aggressive filters so that we don't end up on the phone all day fielding pitches. However, we realize now that some clarity about how aggressive to be in said filtering might have been in order. When the SEC asked to speak to me, the receptionist said no. When they made it clear that they were the SEC and had to speak with me, she said, "I'm sorry, but you're not getting through to him. Here is his email." To be fair, she was doing exactly as she had been told, and because she was our filter, I never knew these calls had come in. The representative from the SEC had no option but to use the email the receptionist had provided. This is where we encountered problem number two. I also have an equally aggressive spam filter for my inbox. I set it up in that way because when I began my transition into the new position, the company issued a press release. As a result, I was bombarded with emails from various outlets reading along the lines of, "Congratulations on the new position! We'd like to talk to you about X, Y, or Z," again trying to sell me something. The spam filter was set to look for the slightest discrepancies to ensure that I didn't receive any more of those kinds of messages. The filter found one such discrepancy in the name of the SEC representative and her corresponding email address. So the filter did what it was theoretically supposed to do and sent the first email containing the SEC's initial letter to my spam folder. That was in August. The next one came at the beginning of September. Then another at the end of September. That third email had a different letter attached than the previous two had, one decidedly less cordial. It warned me that if I didn't respond to the message, the SEC would have no choice but to take their questions and my lack of response public via their EDGAR system. EDGAR is a website the SEC uses for the disclosures of all publicly traded companies. When a public company files their quarterly and annual reports or issues a press release, they have to give everyone the same information at the same time. This is to ensure no one has an advantage when it comes to trading the company's stock. The SEC uses EDGAR to help facilitate this. If someone follows Axon, be they investors, analysts, or reporters, they receive an alert from EDGAR when a piece of information regarding the company hits the site. The SEC published all three letters. A material weakness is a term that is...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?